The outer bands of Hurricane Francis are being felt now in South Florida. Hurricane-strength winds are whipping the shore, though the storm has weakened to a Category 2 storm. The eye is predicted to make landfall tomorrow. Already there are downed trees and power lines, more than 30,000 homes without power. People made last-minute preparations throughout the day, as NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
On the first day of what's usually one of the biggest tourist weekends of the year, the beach towns along the Florida Atlantic coast are almost deserted. With Hurricane Francis approaching, most stores and restaurants are closed, many hotels have been evacuated, and residents who stayed behind spent today getting ready for the storm. Steve Williams' furniture and fabric store in the coastal town of Dania normally sells a lot of window coverings, but today the covering of choice is plywood. Williams cut boards to protect the front of his store and tried to shield his inventory from potential flooding.
All the furniture is up off the ground. We lifted it all yesterday. Everything's been moved through all the breakers, turned it all off. I'm just hoping. That's all we can do. Can't do anything else but that.
For business people like Williams, Hurricane Francis comes at an especially bad time, just before Labor Day, when thousands of tourists would normally be visiting and spending money on the Florida coast.
This street's usually busy, going down to the beach and doing all that. But, you know, okay, as long as we get through this, I don't care about Labor Day. You know, there's always time to make more money.
About the only stores open today in this area are those that sell storm necessities. Supermarkets experienced a run on bottled water, while some service stations sold so much gas that their pumps ran dry. And people mobbed hardware stores. At a Home Depot in Hollywood, Florida, shoppers had to wait in long lines just to get inside, and frazzled employees sent many customers away disappointed.
We don't have any flashlights. We got C&D batteries only. We got plenty of those. We don't have any Tapcons. We don't have any other kind of screws to go into concrete. Just in case, save you guys some time if you guys are looking for those items.
Gail Pomerantz waited outside Home Depot to buy waterproof foam. She wants to install it under the doors of her house to keep moisture out. Pomerantz lives in an evacuation zone and plans to wait out the storm at her parents' house on higher ground.
I'm not scared. I'm just annoyed to have to deal with this. You know, it's a huge interruption, and you know, because it disrupts your whole life and cleaning up and all the rest of it. So I'm not scared. I don't think I'm going to die or anything. I'm just going to be annoyed.
All told, officials have ordered more than 2 million people to evacuate in 15 Florida counties. Because the hurricane moved slowly today, residents had extra time to prepare. But forecasters say the weather is likely to deteriorate soon, and Miami-Dade County Mayor Alex Pinellas is urging people to find safe shelter now and stay there.
We have a lot of problems when there's people out and about wanting to see what's going on, to see how strong the wind is blowing. That creates a difficult situation for us. And remember, it'll get to a point where our servicemen and women from fire, rescue, and police won't be out there. So God forbid something happens, you're basically on your own.
Several Florida communities have imposed curfews tonight to keep people off the roads. At least two counties have banned alcohol sales. Mayor Pinellas says the best thing for residents to do tonight is get plenty of sleep, so they'll be alert for what could be an unpredictable day tomorrow. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Miami.